The MP for Jomoro, Samian Nkrumah, says her decision to contest the chairmanship position of the CPP is to rejuvenate the party and introduce greater transparency. She said her victory as an MP in the Jomoro constituency should send a clear signal to the other contestants in the race of the uphill task that lies ahead of them.
Credible and transparent leadership to help the CPP transform itself and become a credible force. We need to reconnect with our grassroots and inject transparency and accountability into the way we are managing our affairs. We need to do things very differently from how we've been doing them so far.
Does that mean that you've not seen that level of transparency so far?
No, I don't believe we have been promoting that. No practice. We need to do things very differently from how we've done them in the past. And we also need to clarify our message and make it simple and diffusive to make our constituencies our main focus of activity, because we need more members of parliament who can push our policies forward. We don't need to bargain with positions, but we need to bargain with policies that will have one option, and that is the welfare of the Ghanaians.
That was the MP for Jomoro and aspiring CPP chairman, Samian Nkrumah. Meanwhile, the brother of Samian Nkrumah, Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, who accompanied her to file her nominations, has cautioned her not to be complacent. He believes she will bring dynamism into the CPP. Dr. Nkrumah said he still remains a committed member of the NDC and called for a merger between the NDC, CPP and other Nkrumahist parties.
I'm still an NDC member, and I think the biggest obstacle to the revival of the CPP is actually the NDC, because it's the NDC that captured the CPP constituency for some time now. I think however hard Tamiya or others are going to try to revive the CPP, they have to confront that NDC, because recapture the CPP meaning they will have to actually win votes from the NDC. And I think another option would be possibly to think of a merger of the two parties. And in fact, symbolically, I mean, I was there to, because she asked me to come and accompany her as a brother. But also, in a sense, also the symbol is for people to see that there's that link between the NDC and the CPP, or that possibility of a merger in the future. She makes reference to winning the Jomoro seat and that translating to the national. She has to be a bit careful in that, because if you all remember, Dr. Indum won the parliamentary seat at Elmina, could not translate that to the national level when he ran for president. So I think there are two different things, the constituency and the national, very different things. I think, but she's right that the CPP definitely needs a change. They can't continue to where they are now, very low on the ground. I think they really need to lift themselves up, and it will take quality leadership to do that. The leadership that is able to not only mobilize people, but also resources for the party.
You talk of Samia bringing some dynamism into the CPP. That means you also don't see that dynamism.
There's been a problem since 92 when the ban was lifted, but I think those of us who have followed closely the politics in Ghana, Samia is, as you were saying earlier, happens to be the daughter of Nkrumah. A lot of it, she's definitely, political clout is really because of she's Nkrumah's daughter. So the thing is that she has to prove herself what she can do.
That was Dr. Sekou Nkrumah, brother of Samian Nkrumah.